and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Listen, it is a celebration today. First of all, if you live it in the East and you're still going through all of those roadworks, you got to look on the bright side. Look at Antoine Andrews and look at this young boy, Nan. They done show us that jumping to conclusions and avoiding obstacles is a Bahamian tradition. That's practice for life. In fact, I am entering myself in the next Olympic automobile steeplechase. I could jump my car through anything, throw it in the water and get out. I could even climb a fence with my car right now. All the roadworks and potholes and distracted drivers that I have to avoid on the road. I say we can get to their stories, but big up to Antoine Andrews and Mr. Nairn for getting the gold at the Commonwealth Games. In fact, Nairn becomes the first Bahamian to win gold in the men's long jump at the Commonwealth Games. Look here, congratulations, congratulations. Good morning, Mr. Eric Soy III. How are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Excellent.
I am good, thank you. Listen, first of all, I gotta say good morning to Joseph Black and the Boys. Y'all think that's a band? They could be a band. There's plenty of boys in that family. I'm going to send a special shout out to Mr. Joseph Black from Inagua.
Inagua listening?
Yes, they listening in.
All right. Good.
I hope Javi listened in. I'm trying to play any opportunity to play some, Inagua, Dirty Rake?
Yeah.
Rake and Scrape? Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And let me tell you why I love it. Because these by them are way down in the South, right? They far from center. They far from the capital. They far from the bulk of people. But they banging out Bahamian music like they have to send a signal. Make sure you all know we still here and we still Bahamian.
Yeah, man. If not, why not?
Yeah, and I love it. Look here. It's emancipation, you know. It's emancipation time. So where we sort of forget nationalism, right? And we focus on like the African diaspora. But there's something special about all of us different African majority black nations coming together and standing in solidarity with each other. So even though we pass independence, I still feeling plenty Bahamian pride standing with my other Caribbean brothers and sisters. And I feeling it even more watching these young people and some older people go out and compete in the region and in the world, representing the Bahamas, but representing
I'm
themselves.
So proud.
Yeah, look here.
I'm so proud.
When you look at the results,
we're so
right?
So small.
Right.
We're so small. I have so much talent.
Like Jasper.
God-given ability.
Jasper Ward's his post. She just tweeted out, man, look here, the Bahamas won the Olympics again. We won sports again.
Always.
Yeah, man.
Always.
And even when our athletes are not hitting the podium, and they're not getting the bronze, the silver, the gold, you know what they're doing? They're putting out personal bests. They're putting out national records.
Exactly.
So you know that you can't diss
them.
We're
getting there, man.
They're pushing it. And that that inspires me, right? Even I wanted to come here today and Mr. Sawyer and talk about traffic. I wanted to come here today and talk about politics. We're going to get to that on Monday and Tuesday. I wanted to come here today and tell the Tribune, listen, we're going to just renounce that. We don't like that Tribune. That young child is a human, deserves respect. He's born with inherent divinity and dignity. And we must ensure that that child passes with that dignity and divinity. All right? We don't like that headline. I ensure the people are busy. We don't like it. We don't want it. And we need to speak to each other and about each other with more compassion and care. There's a lot of news. I had another show that I wanted to give attention to yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to talk about that. But in the coming weeks, we're going to continue this conversation, particularly with the headline that in the month of September, we will have a memorial week. We are beginning to create a process of remembrance for those that died in Dorian, right? We are about this. And so I'm going to create a space for us to talk about how we do that. It's because we've been left alone in our grief in many instances. We've been left alone to process trauma that no person, child or adult, should have to process on their own, right? And we're going to help each other deal with these naturally occurring processes with dignity. You know, that's what we are going to do for one another. So again, we're not going to talk about people like that. We just will not. We will not. Mr. Sawyer, all right.
Hey.
Look here. I see this person, they banging up the phone. Caller, I coming to you right now. I hope you...
Already?
We are congratulating people. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
I couldn't wait to get this call in.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations out to my daughter and the national team for soccer. They went to Tampa.
Okay.
I'm too proud of them.
Yes.
Like you said, we didn't win gold. We didn't make the podium, but still proud of them.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I got to say a shout out to my daughter, Tara Miller.
All right.
All right. So, good morning, Ms. Miller.
Good morning. And to the entire team.
I got
to
tell her. I'm very proud of her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The rest of the team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. That's the fuel that drives these engines, you know. Stardom is great. Money is great. Prestige is great. But to know that those closest to you.
Yeah, man. They got your back. They got your support. But that's a secret weapon, you know.
Yeah.
That's a secret weapon.
In fact, look here. All of these stories to tell. I get one story about a young high jumper. He competed with Nairn. Not with Nairn. He competed with Taylor, right? And or Thomas. This young man is Mr. Miller, Sean Miller. He made his global international debut with 6'10" and 3/4 inches for 10th place overall, right? And you know what he said? He said he just missed not having his parents, May and Sean Miller Sr., and his big sister, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and his coach there to watch him perform. That's what...
Exactly. That's what it is. Trust me, when you... You know, it's one thing for... You know, we got behemoths living everywhere in the world, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and they come out and they clap you up, but... To know full well those that have fed you and clothed you and, you know, reassured you every day that they love you. If they're not in the stands, if they're not on the phone, if they're not on Zoom looking at the race or...
You sort of feel it.
Yeah, man, you sort of feel it. You know, you're in competition and...
You
know full well that the hand claps. Yeah, I mean they're genuine because they're Bahamian.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But
when you're close, when it's a Miller handshake.
Yeah, feel
when it's a Miller hand clap, when it's a Miller celebration, you know, you feel it a little more.
Yeah. And so listen, to family members, support your people. It's really fuel to push that energy. To the country as a whole, right? If you're an event organizer, put the word out there. Give Bahamians as much time as possible to be a part of your event.
Exactly.
Right? And even if the event is in foreign, take advantage of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the services that they offer for Bahamians in foreign. Mm-hmm. Get your information to them so they can get it out to the Bahamians.
To the Bahamians that live there.
Right. People will get on a plane and fly across the states if they can to come watch some Bahamians play and be with other Bahamians. Mm-hmm. So let's do that, because what these young people produce at the Commonwealth Games is just something special.
Yeah, man,
special.
Something else, man. We have ourselves a very bright future when it comes to track and field in this country.
Donald Thomas came that close to getting back on the podium in the finals.
Fourth.
Right.
Yeah.
Competed with injury.
Yeah. He's been injured all year.
Yeah. Pulled himself back from 11th place at the World Outdoors to fourth, right?
Yeah. He's doing well.
And King, when I read the article and the boy say, it is what it is, right? I say, ah, oh my, that's a Bahamian. But then he goes on to say that, look, I knew I was injured, and I've been training with the injury, and this is amazing considering what I did in the last event and how injured I am. And that's what I respect, right?
And he got beat on some percentage points type of thing, you know? Like, just the amount of drops on the...
Exactly.
The that's basically percentage points.
Yeah, it's not that he was the lowest height.
Right.
It's just that he had more bar drops than other people.
Exactly.
And so, looking at Donald Thomas, but he was a champion, man.
Stay encouraged, my brother. Stay encouraged.
Here's the best part, right? He says... He's not sure whether he's going to compete again. But that's Sean Miller Jr. First of all, Sean Miller Jr., in the words of your Grammy, go to bed and rest up so you could get to practice early in the morning, but you ain't going to compete again.
Yeah, man. But you just start, brother.
Yeah. Thomas says he is definitely going to be at the NACAC Championships in Grand Bahama, August 18th to 21st. And here's his quote. I got to do something for the home crowd.
Yes, sir.
Grand Bahama. This is going to be fun. Yeah, the people coming.
Yeah, man. It should be a blast.
The people coming. Tynia Gaither. She competed. She got seventh in the 100-meter finals. Shaking off that false start issue.
More progress.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Seventh out of eight. Seven out of eight.
That's eight people in the final.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
About 40 people tried, 40 people was there.
Yeah.
40 people qualified to run in the heats.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she did really well.
She did really well.
That coming off the block, that's integral to a good race.
Yeah.
And
training in Leanna there.
Yeah. And I appreciate her. Because it's one thing to say, look here, I have to get faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to say, look here, I got to slow down a little bit.
Exactly.
Right. And psychologically...
And how fast twitch fibers are really fast.
Yeah. I need to borrow you. As soon as we get national lottery, I need to fast twitch. Need to borrow you, put in them numbers. Anyway, here's what Gaither said, right? And I really am impressed again. Gaither is on, she's scheduled to go to Poland when she leaves Birmingham. She's going to run a 200-meter in Poland and in Hungary, right? Before she comes home to compete. She also could be in Grand Bahama. And here's what her quote is. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
That's the line of LeBron James when he came back to Cleveland,
in
2014.
He said,
I'm coming home.
Yeah. She said, I got to do something for Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. I hope you're all resting up for the Bahama Games. I hope you're all resting up for the Bahama Games.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's gotta be great.
I think we should have a sort of professional and then a community.
Yeah.
Sort of competition. Yeah.
You could get into the basketball, eh?
Yeah, for community, not professional. For community. Buddy, I used to play netball. And lower rim, and
low
I was
backball.
I was a scorer.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love that. Because they're bigger than those girls.
Yeah, just dunk.
I could just get right up there, right? And one time I was playing defense in practice and I blocked this gal and sent her ball way over there. And my coach looked at me and said, you are never playing offense again. She said, I just need you to know, I am never putting you in offense again.
You're allowed to block in netball?
I mean, you're allowed to put your hand up. You can't get too aggressive, but you're allowed almost like volleyball, right?
Okay.
You just put your B there.
Okay.
And stop the ball. But look, I used to love that.
Wow.
Okay. I used to love that. Anyway, England is playing in the netball, I think the Euro Netball Championships. And they usually dominate it, I think. And they're carrying on bad right now.
Speaking of Euro and women and whatnot, England beat...
Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Germany love to win the women's soccer championship.
That's the first time England ever won.
Yeah.
Soccer. Well, I mean, I call it soccer. I don't care what anybody else says. I call it soccer. Real man football is back, by the way.
Yes. You know?
But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, man, England. England beat Germany 2-1 the other day.
Yeah. I had friends in England. I went to boarding school in England for a hot minute.
Okay.
They were crying. I appreciate it. They've been trying to beat Germany
forever.
If y'all think, you see, y'all think the U.S. and sort of the Western side of the world have rivalry? Trust me. I went to Ireland in the rugby, one of the rugby Euro competitions, right? In the final championships.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over the channel on this boat. And these big man them, they bigger than the rugby players. And they preparing for England versus Ireland. And they drinking. You know who won the match? The channel. The Ocean won the match. Mm-hmm. The Ocean knock out all of these. But I mean, they were fans. It could have been Bahamians. We going to celebrate. I don't care how rough this ocean is. We drinking lager and stout.
By the pint.
Right? And we rowing until they had to row the ocean because the ocean mashed the trip up.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk about rivalry. Man. The Boston Celtics don't got nothing on the UK.
And on
Europe. Nothing.
As much as I like to rail on the Celtics, because, you know, every week I like to rail on the Celtics, they suffered a tough loss this week. Bill Russell died.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Bill Russell died on Sunday.
Yeah.
He was a giant of a man. Mm-hmm. You know, he stood for everything that was right up until his last days. He stood there. He was always a consummate professional.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a defensive specialist. Who could have played offense?
Yeah.
You know, a southpaw at that, meaning he's a left-handed player.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as Will Chamberlain had all of the scoring records, averaging 50 points in a season, in the 9 times, I think, that they played in the NBA Finals against each other, Bill Russell won 8. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always played that team ball. You always understood there's no I in team. You could score, I could score. But you seem to only believe that all you could do to help your team win is to score.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Russell, he was something else, man, you know?
Yeah. Look at something that, else.
Averaging 20. You know what it is to average 23 rebounds in a season? You average, not a game, you know, not over the course of 3 games or 5 games.
Yeah, in the
average
season.
Average 23 rebounds, yeah.
Which means that you probably was scoring 40 rebounds some nights.
Exactly.
Yeah, because some nights you didn't play.
Exactly, and you're blocking shots, and he was a player coach for a while. He got 2 rings there. He was actually the coach for the Sacramento Kings for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, back in the 80s. Yeah, man, he was one hell of a player.
And you know, what I think about is that, like, the consummate professional, right? The standard for professional basketball, particularly at the time with all the race and respectability politics,
man,
right?
Listen to me, man. He used to play in Boston, and the fans used to break in his home and knock over his garbage, and one or two even defecated in his bed.
Yeah.
And pull the sheets over.
Yeah, I was reading that. He had a real rough time.
He had a rough time. But you bring in championships to Boston?
Yeah.
Year after year.
I was going to say, you look at look at the perhaps the most underrated defensive player in the NBA, which is Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah. Very good player.
And he was...
Selfless player.
Right. And in some ways, he was the polar opposite. Mm-hmm. Not about the respectability politics, right? In his later games, he's dyeing his hair and wearing fingernail polish.
Mm-hmm.
But also... the selfless player.
Mm-hmm.
Consummate team player.
Always.
Never. Taking a lot of heat and a lot of trash talking, right? And there'd be a lot of people.
And giving it out, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he was, he'd let you know, talk about me bad. I can take your ball and talk about you bad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But 2 players that had far more head game.
Than they will ever be given credit
for. The physical
for.
Game, right. Mm-hmm. And they were physical beasts on the court.
Mm-hmm, they were.
And so, you know, when you talk about farming guards, right, I see beyond that. I see us really possibly being the home for an academy, right? English-speaking basketball academy station here.
Yeah, we definitely have. Well, I mean, an academy. Yeah, we have enough rooms. We have enough, you know, facilities to
right
to make that happen.
Because our trickle down is that more young Bahamians get to participate, get
exactly.
to be a part of the program itself, but get to be a part of the culture and the environment in which it's getting done. And that's how you learn it. You got to be a part of it.
Yeah, they could fully understand what right. it takes to get to the next level.
And Bahamians athletes got that. They got that head game, man.
They got the head game, but you got to also have that physical discipline. Yeah. You know, if you see a guy named Josh, and he's from West County Creek, Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, real consummate, quote-unquote, white boy. And he comes to town and he schools you to death on the court.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to understand your little razzle dazzle and the BASS or the DSSSHS ain't gonna cut it.
No, you gotta step that game up.
Step that. Just as you playing against a chunky fella from Princeville or a fella who have worn out shoes from GHS. Don't feel like everybody
gonna be like that, yeah.
No, don't be like that. You don't have an advantage.
I'm going to send you this video this morning. I watched a one armed high schooler school.
Yeah, I saw that.
My man went up for an alley oop and hurt the whole crowd's feelings.
Yeah.
The crowd was just like, oh, okay then.
Yeah, man. Yeah, right? You can play.
And okay, we got another call on the line, and then we're going to get back to the Commonwealth results. Good morning, caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, Sparky. How you do?
On your beautiful sports from Friday. Did you see any the under-20 junior, what is that, World Games? They had the American World, the seniors, last week, I think. Now they had the under-20.
Yeah, Commonwealth Games, yeah.
Not the Commonwealth Games,
oh.
With America. Go to the World Championships or something. What thing I'm just with the gold into also? Miller, Sade.
Oh, you so mean
the World Outdoor track.
Outdoor last week, yeah.
Right. Okay, that was the seniors. Now they had the juniors World Outdoors. The other day, this guy from Botswana. They say he got to be the next Usain Bolt. They were running the 100-yard dash under 20. Fella did a 9.91. The funniest thing is coming down the strip. He was so far ahead of the field, just the finals.
He was wagging his finger.
This fella was turning around backwards and teasing the people, and he wasn't even all out. He did 9.91. They said a world record. Under 20. Look here, this is another Usain Bolt coming up, you know. He from Africa or Botswana somewhere.
Yeah, he better run fast because we got that little Antoine Andrews. Imagine what Antoine could do without the hurdles. Thank you very much, Sparky. Thank you very much. In fact, a part of our sports campaign, Mr. Sawyer, we need to go down to Botswana and see what type of yam he's eating down there. Usain Bolt was eating yellow yam. They say that the composition, right, the way that the yellow yam grows in Jamaica and produces these minerals and nutrients is what gives the Jamaican athletes a bit of a boost over other athletes.
Yam and cassava.
Yeah. We need to go to Botswana and figure out what's happening over there. Because I thought it was the conch, right? But then we get a conch shortage, so we can't be... we got to find something. We got to find a secret. Antoine Andrews, what is your secret, sir? Because you just blaze... In fact, Mr. Sawyer, let me read a bit, just a tiny bit about his performance, right? Antoine Andrews, that's the 110-meter hurdles champion in the World Athletics Under 20 Championships. Well, he continued his season of milestones, right, when he won this gold medal with a record-setting performance. He ran a time of 13.23, lowering his own national record and setting a new under-20 world leading time at the Guerrero Olympic Stadium in Cali, Colombia. In the heat, he had a record-setting time of 13:36.
Which means every time he goes on the track, he's setting a record.
Yeah.
Getting better and better.
Yeah.
This is progress.
Right. It's and he surpassed the 1338 set by Shamar Sands in 2009 and the junior national record set by Sands in 2002, which is 13.67.
Yeah, man, he's doing well. He's doing very well every time. It seems he's on the track. He's looking to set another national record.
Wow, look here. This young man is just tremendous. Congratulations, Antoine. Keep up the hard work and keep inspiring your colleagues and regular Bahamians to do their best.
Yeah, man.
Javonia Valcourt ran a personal best of 54.89 in the semifinal of the women's 400. Her time placed her eighth in the first semifinal, the number 22 overall. Wanya McCoy, he advanced to the semifinals of the men's 200 meter and eventually finished seventh in the third of three semifinals. He was ranked number 20 overall with 21.23. Mm-hmm. Shamar Bain finished seventh in heat three, but did not advance. He was number 32 overall. And Paige Archer and Shatalia Dorset, they failed to advance in the women's 100, but Archer ran 11.33 to finish fourth in heat number three.
Yeah,
number 33 overall.
Yeah,
man. Room for improvement, but great.
Yeah. Great start.
Yeah, man.
Great start, man. There's always room for improvement. You'll find people like Tom Brady, LeBron James, the late Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan will say it, that even though they won the championship, there's still room for improvement.
Yeah.
You know, I watched the Rams win the Super Bowl in February, and they said, and this was 2 minutes after they won, we could have had a better game.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't need to come down to the last play. So even though you won, those that win still say there's room for improvement.
Yeah. Lamar.
This is great. Like, the sky's the limit for them, you know.
Yeah, man.
And like, you know full well you have 43 other times you have to beat. You know full well you have 32 other times you have to beat.
And what I like about this is we know we got the talent. Mm-hmm. Now we just got to find the resources and the strategies to ensure that we maximize our capacity and our potential. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lamar Taylor got seventh in the final of the 50 meters freestyle as the first Bahamian male swimmer to compete in a Commonwealth final. He gave it his best shot at the Sandwell Aquatic Center where he touched the wall out of lane one in 22.51, which is six-tenths of a second shy of his personal best, which he achieved in the semifinals.
Hey, listen. Everything that we're talking about so far for the day is progress.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we can't complain.
Great. Strong advances to the javelin final.
I think
that's in the sports section this morning, and we're looking forward to seeing the results on that. Producer, let's go to this call. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Hi, sorry. Caller, you wasn't even there that long. Look here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they'll call back. Call back, caller.
Call back. Okay, just a couple more. I don't want to leave anybody out. Alonzo Russell powers his way into the 400-meter semifinal. Now, this story may have been from a couple of days ago, but what I like about this story, he wasn't feeling 100%.
Went out there and did what he had to do.
And still competed very well. If he achieves his goal and advances again, he will be in the finals, which will be contested on Sunday at 5:45 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the time I get up to go walking to the bathroom.
I was about to say, because I don't ever see you out by the mango tree when I teefin. But that's good start.
Yeah.
Any start is a good start. Alonzo Russell is the lone competitor for the Bahamas in the absence of Gardner and Milowebo. And so, Alonzo Russell, big up.
Come on, have yourself a great semifinal, sir.
Yeah. Mr. Sawyer, I got to touch the text line for a second. I got a text here that says, good morning, Aaron. I know you talk in sports, but for the love of God, can someone remove that speed bump that was placed just before the light at Hay Street? Well, you know why they put the speed bump at the light, just before the light at Hay Street, right? They're trying to moderate behavior. They're trying to get people to slow down and stop running
speed.
Lights.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, leave the speed bump right there. Slow down.
Yeah.
Wait, take your time.
Yeah. If Hay like Street is where I think it is, you got that's pedestrian zone, man.
Straight through.
That's I'm gonna tell people, look here, Johnson Road is a pedestrian zone. Walking people live and traverse Johnson Road. And same as the majority of our inner city communities. Mm-hmm. These are not thoroughfares, these are not shortcuts, these are not speed traps, places
these
for you to zoom.
Man.
This is where they live, this is where the little children get to run out in the road. And if you live in the suburbs like me, don't be disgusting. You grew up, you had the opportunity to run out in the road and cut your eye at cars that come through your neighborhood because they don't belong there. Let the people have a sense of community, sense of ownership, sense of belonging.
Yeah, man, but that speed bump, because the amount of people that hit the wall in the corner of, Hay Street. Yeah, man, Hay Street is the... Hay Street runs straight through the Blue Hill Road, right? Correct?
Right, you go okay, East Street North, kind of north, not beyond the hill, and then go...
West.
Yeah. Right, go across... Mm-hmm. Well, it's Connect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Market Street.
Right,
yeah,
so the name is something probably something different between East Street...
And straight through to the old gas station, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. There's walking community,
that's
people.
That's a walking community, bro.
And elderly people. Plenty.
Straight through.
And pensioners be moving through that area, please.
They never moving. So just take your time when you're driving through the area. You know, I know where you have to go is very important, quote unquote. And what you have to do is, you know, dire and crucial to the success of the Bahamian population and Bahamian economy. I know what you have to do is so important.
Yeah.
But take your time, because that corner right there on the corner of Hay Street and Market Street, the amount of cars that hit the wall right there, they don't even fix the wall. They just put up steel posts now.
Just keep putting it back up.
Yeah, just put up the posts.
And when you're in your car and you say, well, why are you walking? You walking for fun? Why are you in the road? And they're walking because that's their main means of
transportation.
Simple. Okay, caller, give me 1 second. I come into you in a second. Oh, yeah. I got a note about Brittany Griner.
Yeah, we ain't got that yet.
I got another text here. Aaron, if you respect history, then Karani James should not win any medals in the next Olympics. His first Olympic, he got gold, second silver, third bronze. Look here, Karani James will always be a champion, A, B. That's a wide way. And you know what? He could be getting better every time, you know.
That's what it is.
Like what's implied is that he's getting worse and worse. He could be improving every time, but the rate of improvement or the
competition
could just be outpacing him, you know? And it could be about timing. Karani could have gotten on the podium when he was a little older than some of these guys that are getting into competition a lot younger. And they're getting the experience with the energy at the same time. But thank you, Texter. I see you got a caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Can I wait along with you and your guest? Aaron, pretty ice cream.
Good morning, Bremen.
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Yes, sir.
But what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the traffic light in which has
the speed bump.
The speed bump.
Yeah.
Right. Now, just about 80 feet from the traffic light, you have the church right there, and people always in and out of the church. So it's important for them to keep that
speed bump right there. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
No, man, and I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
I appreciate it.
Got a true transfiguration right there.
Yeah, but look here. You would think that launching is going to be the Bahamians' next success at the Olympics. Because, boy, do we like to launch into the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we like to launch into the road.
As soon as you reach the corner, you put your nose out there and feel like somebody must let you out because you got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, listen, that's why I pay my insurance.
Listen, what's worse than that?
I can't wait to ride off the front of somebody.
No, man. You talking about launching cars. I'm so glad you was talking about launching. I'm talking about the people who like to launch, right? They like to launch. And just like you say, stick your nose out.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to a pedestrian crossing and you don't intend to cross, keep it moving.
Yeah.
Don't stop at the pedestrian crossing.
No.
If you don't intend on crossing.
No, don't admire the crosswalk.
Right. Don't stop. And don't poke your nose in the road and then tell me you wasn't planning and going in the road. You almost fall in the road, buddy. And the way my insurance is set up.
Yeah, they ain't set up to hit pedestrians.
No.
Hybrid cars.
No, my car is over 10 years old now. We don't qualify for that type of insurance.
Yeah, you are definitely third party.
Yeah, yeah. And so I want you all to understand that when you hit my car, I have to give you everything I have to try and save you. And then I have to come live with you because I ain't got nothing left.
Exactly.
So explain that to your partner before you launch in the road. It ain't about love. It's about necessity.
And insurance.
I come in to live with you.
Yeah.
Simple. But these are things that we really need to consider, right? I say it again. If we're going to be a sports nation, if we're going to be about sports tourism, if we're going to be about producing athletes, these are the things that we have to consider. Basketball players aren't born 6'7".
Nope.
They come out the womb. They get walked to school.
Same little 19 inches.
They're going to dribble their little basketball up and down the road, driving you crazy. Be careful. Take care of our precious gifts. That's all I could say, because y'all out here are crazy. Thank you, producer. Going to the break. When we come back from the break, our sailors are in Europe in the Optimist class doing big things.
And Free BG.
Yeah, Free BG.
Free BG.
Okay, there we go. We'll be right back after the break. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
Why are you talking about any Christmas yet?
The kids are going back to school. So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our back to school supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season of all.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Say we did it. Yes, we did it. We were put to the test, so we brought out our best. Man, we did it. Yes, we did it. Bahamas, we won the gold. Now we're the best in the world.
You think it's a bird?
No.
Is it a plane?
No.
Who that?
Bahamas, golden boys, man. Bahamas gonna get.
Well, is it Demetrius?
Yes, right.
Ramon?
Yes, right.
Michael?
Yes, right.
Fireman Chris Brown?
Yes, right.
Bahamian and proud, man.
Good morning and welcome back. Welcome back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer. I might as well say it now. KB, Shine, Johnny Cake, Stelit, Avi, even the ladies, Bishop, Wendy, Emily. Who else is out there? All y'all young people. We need songs. Nan need a song. Miller Weibo need a song. Antoine Andrews, young, he needs a song. My reggae artist, my hip-hop artist, y'all go find you a rake and scrape and junk a new artist and y'all do a collaboration. We need new music because these guys are out there killing it. Got a text there. Landrill Point is tuned in. We don't want to hear about traffic in Nassau. I just say to them every day, drivers, please save your own life today. Good morning, Landrill Point. Another text, morning, there's no I in team, but there's an M and E in me. Okay. Thank you, text. A great show as usual, Ms. Green. How could I hurdle over my mortgage payment? Listen, y'all go sit with...
But it's ways and means to hurdle across your mortgage payment.
Yeah.
First and foremost, blow up the bank.
With payments.
Yeah.
Like double it up.
With payments, right.
Yeah.
Double it up. That way you could drop your interest rate.
Yeah.
And you'd be good to go.
But here's what to do. Have a family meeting. Talk to the people who live with you and explain to them why you're going into this super period of a reduction in expenditures. Right? Mm-hmm. And in disposable income.
Right.
This is a secret. Bahamians have done it. They have reduced their mortgage payments from 30 years to 15 years, from 20 years to 10 years, from 40 years to 15 and 20 years. It can be done with a little sacrifice. Same discipline.
A little bit of elbow grease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of Vienna sausage. Mm-hmm. You're going to make it
definitely
work.
Definitely not real hot dog. That's all right.
Dear Texter, thank you very much for that text. Another text here Texter, that text was too large, and the only thing that came in was your asterisk with those where you did the edit. That's all I could see. Another text. No, Texter, don't do that. That's not real math. That's PLP math. Don't do that. I am so proud to say the words. This is a text here. Mm-hmm. His Excellency Chris Fireman Brown. He deserves it. I want him to be knighted as Sir Chris Brown. If this is you, Mr. Chris Brown, how you wrote that text just now, we would like to say congratulations mm-hmm. to you.
Yes, most definitely. Hey, here.
And it's not just for your performance on the track. It's for your commitment to other athletes.
Off the track.
Off the track mm-hmm. and to the country as a whole. Mm-hmm. You're an ambassador at large, and your first charge, sir, is to promote the sport of porking to be introduced into the Olympics. You want to put a twist on it, water porking. Water polo and porking. That's what we need to see in the next Olympic. Thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Sawyer. Let me just hit these headlines dead quick. Bahamas put their best foot forward at the 44th Chess Olympiad. The team got its experience at the 44th FIDE, that's the International Chess Federation mm-hmm. Olympiad. Last Friday in India, we're waiting for the final results, but they did really, really well, and we want to say congratulations
to
them.
Yeah, my boy on the team, man.
It's another sports. Who's your boy?
Dr. Kenny, what Kenny last name is? Lockhart.
Yeah, he's on the team.
Yeah, Kenville Lockhart.
And I know of, I'm acquainted with, so the Pride children who are just starring.
Yeah, they're starring everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, I've been waiting my whole life to say this, Mr. Sawyer.
All right, I'm waiting.
I was almost the auntie. Almost. Almost, but...
Boy, we got to dig into that next week.
Their uncle is the person who sort of taught me math. Okay. And then I went on to do really well. This guy is a math genius, right?
Okay.
Anyway, this family island, pride and determination. This family from South Andres, the Pride family. And these guys are just tremendous, from track stars to chess and mind games and brain power.
Yeah, they doing it.
So, look here, congratulations to the Pride family and to everybody that competed in the Olympiad. Another quick Bahamian note, the New Providence Softball Association.
They up and running.
Yeah. The ladies were out. Johnson's Lady Truckers and the RAB Operators were out, and they had games last night. The Lady Truckers and the Mingos, that's UB's team, and the men, the CS Hitmen, and the Renegades.
UB's doing very well in terms of sports.
Well
represented it nearly everywhere.
They've made the commitment.
They're doing well, yeah.
They've committed the resources, I see the team traveling.
Teams, yeah.
And they're building morale and camaraderie, mm-hmm. the behind the sport skills.
Yeah. Making sure that they churn out well-rounded, whole individuals.
Yeah. Yeah, we can celebrate that.
Yeah, but
celebrate that. I can't wait for you all to have the seniors parking championships at UB. That is going to be great.
Senior parking.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. There better be one small field. You can't have a seniors run too long. Can't run too far.
So I love it because that means it's a shorter range.
Yeah, yeah, but if the ball go too far, hey, throw in a fresh ball.
Yeah, 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 yeah. A knife. It better be a knife ball too.
Yeah. Something that don't break these brittle bones.
Oh, listen, but us older people, we need to have some fun, man, in sports. Raw Talent Elite wins Summer of Thunder opening. First of all, why didn't the Bahamas Basketball Federation tell us about the Summer of Thunder sooner? They returned to the Kendall Isaacs Gymnasium. The Raw Talent Elite won that first game. There are several NCAA Division I programs and foreign national teams competing. They're going to be at Kendall Isaacs, at Atlantis Resorts Imperial Arena, and Bahama Grand Ballroom. They're going to be Eastern Kentucky, New Mexico State, and Ole Miss will be there. Caro Contractors, Pirates, and Discount Distributor Rockets and Bahamas Select Team will be playing them.
I saw some highlights of, I think it was Mexico playing a team from Abaco last night in Kendall Isaacs. Yeah.
Okay.
The score was pennied a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, because the team from Mexico, like the shortest fella, like 6'6".
Ah.
6'7". So they're just passing the ball up top and around. Yeah. Yeah, they're just rolling to the rim and kept the ball high and dunk after dunk after dunk. The score was pennied a little bit.
Don't watch that in Bahamas. We still supporting you. We still running with Abaco, whoever that team was.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, but listen, today there's Ballin' by the Beach. The Bahamas Basketball Federation and She Hoops Elite will begin their partnership with several visiting programs to host a camp for young student athletes. She Hoops Elite will also face the New Providence Women Basketball Association All-Stars. Now, I said that, but that may not be New Providence. NPWBA All-Stars and Eastern Kentucky. On Saturday tomorrow, they shift to Atlantis Resort, where Ohio State will face the Egyptian national team, and Manhattan College will take on the Abaco squad. We need to go out there and support the Abaco squad, people.
If not, why not, man?
Yeah, man, it's something fun to do with the family. Last story, I think Armando Moore celebrated his birthday, his first time in the triathlon in the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, man, wish him all the best.
Yeah, man, he did pretty well.
Yeah, he did pretty well. Yeah, man, he, like I say, the sky's the limit for these fellas, man.
Absolutely. Okay, so Free BG.
Free Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Brittany Griner is really well and truly. This is a result of a bad decision on her part.
Yeah.
Also, well, she's being made an example of.
Yeah.
Now, because the maximum for her crime is 2.5 years.
And they say that sometimes you get out 5 or you get out on parole very quickly, you know. Every story is saying that every sort of court ruling, decision, procedure is contrary to what normally happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. See, but you know, I mean, he did the crime. You have to do at least some time, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've spoken to some people since this has happened, and they said, well, as soon as the war is over, they'll just let her go. I'm sure they'll just quickly.
Yeah.
But then, when is the war going to over?
Right. They say
that's the million.
This don't look like no 100-day conflict.
No. They're saying look like something you could just resolve in the backyard over some fisticuffs.
Right, because guess what?
Yeah.
They're saying Russia invaded Ukraine. The United States ain't got nothing to do with this.
Nothing.
And so that would suggest to you that there's a different type of war going on, and she really may be a victim of that. Now, a personality from CNN said that, look, the blame should be placed on the wage gap between the NBA and the WNBA.
All right, watch this. Everybody in the NBA last year, if they pooled their paychecks last year, they made maybe $14 million, if that much.
The WNBA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, the WNBA.
Yeah, so I saw a stat saying this. The WNBA's total salary for last year was $12 million.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. LeBron made 37.
Himself.
Himself.
Just on the court. I don't think that was endorsements or anything.
No, he made three times their salary.
The whole league. Not a team.
Everyone's salary combined.
Yeah.
He tripled that.
Right.
So.
Now, what my Grammy would have said is, you know, if you don't like the job and you don't like the money, you are in the Bahamas. It's a free-to-quit state.
Right.
You free to quit this job and go find one that you like.
I think that's what they were doing. Finding jobs that they like to,
right.
You know.
But I just think it was a sort of reckless and mindless decision
to attempt to smuggle
in contraband in the height of a global conflict.
I'm pretty sure she could have gotten it there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could get tea bags anywhere. You could get, you know, purified water anywhere.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, you'll always find a grill cafe, you know, a Jamaican eatery. Spot. I mean, I understand there's one in Antarctica. I understand that they have one there. Yeah, man, I got a little small, Jamaican eatery.
I think there's a Bahamian in Antarctica, too, you know?
Have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Have to be. You know, but Junkanoo is everywhere. But the point I'm making is you could get nearly anything.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Well,
why would you travel with that?
And I get the sense that she has been traveling with it, and it has not been a problem.
Right.
Right? But the conflict suggested that she should not have been doing that. Boy, Mr. Sawyer, I am just looking at the time.
Got a time running out.
Yeah. So listen, you're saying big things happening in professional sports. Dead quick. Sean Watson. Yeah.
That's another story.
Yeah.
He got six games. And this is what the NFL, through the CBA, said that they was going to do. That they're going to leave it to the arbitrators and they're going to leave it to judges to handle serious matters. They did that. It's the first time they had a serious matter since this new CBA, which is called a collective bargaining agreement, came out. Now you turn around after six games, but the NFL is mad. So now the NFL commissioner say he can take back the ruling. He's going to either rule on it or give it to another judge. You gave it to a former
retired.
Hold
on. He went as far as that?
Yeah.
Because here's what I read. I read that they cannot appeal the findings of the evidence, what is accepted by the arbitrator, right?
The ruling.
But they can appeal the ruling.
Mm.
They want to give him a whole season off.
Right. They want to give him at least 12 games off, at the very least.
Anyway, we got to get
with an $8 million fine.
We got to get back to that
because they want
to
dig into some of his money. Yeah, we talk about that.
Yeah, because that reminds me of the story of the little 13-year-old boy that's going before the courts for stealing a dollar out of an unlocked vehicle. Mm-hmm. You know. And who gets the blame for the same, you know? And what is, mm-hmm. Oh, that's so complicated. Anyway.
Iman Shumpert get locked up for dope. Bruh, I don't understand.
There's cannabis or like real dope, like heroin?
No, cannabis.
Cannabis, I got you. But listen, it's professional
Bahamian
sports.
Bahamian dope.
We got to talk about this, right? Because it's professional sports. And as we move into a new world, right? So marijuana, cannabis, you can smoke it, but should the rules be different? For athletes, not legally, but professionally, right? Mm-hmm. Should the rules be different for athletes? That's a big discussion. Some of the swimmers have to look at too, because Michael Phelps got into some problems for being a cannabis consumer as well. And he said, listen, it doesn't enhance my performance. But it turns out that it may be enhancing performance in certain disciplines.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so sorry, Mr. Sawyer. The conversation just got even hotter as we hit that deadline. You all hear my producer playing this music?
He's been playing a little while trying to tell us shut up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that gap, that wage gap.
Yeah, that wage gap is a serious gap.
Right. Is it...
They still fly in commercial planes, you know.
Is it sexism or is it capitalism? Can you extract both from each other? Anyway, we're all out of time. I just got very excited, Mr. Sawyer. We got to go. It's the weekend. Go support a Bahamian athlete. Go support a Bahamian musician, performer. Support a Bahamian community. Have a great weekend and stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next with Cecil Newry.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.